I don't think I started going to shows until I was much older, kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm not the most social musician in the world.
When Villagers, Conor O'Brien says he's not a very social musician, he's not kidding. Because like the similarly named Conor Oberst, a.k.a. Bright Eyes, Conor O'Brien is the whole band. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Conor O'Brien released the Villagers' debut EP, The Hollow Kind, last year, and the full-length debut, Becoming a Jackal, is out now. I had the chance to check out Conor this year at South by Southwest, and I haven't been the only one checking out the unassuming-looking young man with the Irish accent. He's attracted a lot of notice from the New York Times, Washington Post, and Pace magazine, among others, and he's been nominated for England's prestigious Mercury Prize. Conor's also getting attention from fans, and not just me. Becoming a Jackal debuted at number one in Ireland. Villager's sound has been described as both warm and eerie, and Conor told me that the development of his writing process has been just as complex as his sound is now.
For me, music sort of began, like, I always loved melody and chord changes at the beginning. When I started writing, I didn't really care about the words, and it was only sort of, I think it was only in the last few years I started putting a bit more focus on them. So, and to me, like, words, when I'm writing, they're much more sort of like a visual thing. I'm trying to sort of describe a scene or something. They're not necessarily, I'm not like giving an opinion or anything, or I'm not like, there's no message in the songs. It's just sort of a painting that I'm doing or whatever. And once I figured that, the way of writing, that particular way where you can sort of just let your imagination go, and then I think the words started being like a fun thing for me rather than just something to fill the music out. So I think it was just a gradual thing, and probably just getting into Dylan was probably the main catalyst, because I realized you could sort of do as much with just one instrument and words that you can with like an orchestra kind of thing. It's the same.
Have you got just a minute? Are you easily led? Let me show you the back room where I saw the dead dancing like children on a midsummer morn. And they asked me to join. They asked me to join. But my body was stubborn, wouldn't let me give in. So I offered a good deed in return for a sin. Now they got me where they want me, in this daily parade, and I'd walk unafraid.
The title track, Becoming a Jackal, tell us a little bit about that song, because that really is the one that's been, so far, getting the most attention from your debut. Yeah,
that one, it started out as a little drawing that I had, like a sketch, and I was pretty much just copying the image of Narcissus by Caravaggio. I kind of like that myth, because I find it kind of interesting, the kind of egocentric kind of vibe. But in my one, the reflection in the water was a sort of more slightly evil-looking canine creature. So I kind of got the title from that picture, and then it gradually became a song. I can't really remember when, but I started writing around the image, and then it became an album, I guess. And it's basically just a song about growth and change and the sort of moving from innocence to experience, I guess, yeah.
The most familiar wound, every implement was leading to you, and your homely sense of disarray, never once the same, always rearranged, but things would never change. In the scene between the window frame, where the jackals preyed on every soul, where they tied you to a pole and stripped you of your clothes. I was a dreamer, staring out windows. I don't onto the main street, 'cause that's where the dream goes. And each time
Villagers, live with I Saw the Dead. We also heard the title track from the new album, Becoming a Jackal. Today's Take 5 was produced by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.